do you have to lose by trying something new like Trump? What the hell do you have to lose? You have to lose. You have to lose.
Mr. Trump is so stupid. My God, my God.
We won with poorly educated. I love the poorly educated.
And we ought to have a prayer called the goddamn it prayer. God damn them to hell, please.
Sean Spicer, our press secretary, gave alternative facts to that.
But you know what? You don't impeach people when they're doing a good job.
We're going to go in there. We're going to impeach the motherfucker.
Welcome to the Crab Diving Show with your hosts, Ryan Pfeiffer and Patrick Vile.
It's Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Crab Diving Live. Barreling at you from Pensacola, Florida, the Redneck Riviera, U.S. of A. It's a little bit after 2 p.m. on the Pacific Coast, a little bit after 5 if you're listening to us live in the East Coast of America. If it ain't that time, then maybe you're listening to us as a rerun on the Crab Diving Network stream for you 24/7. Or maybe you have gone and downloaded us as a podcast.
Yes, to a box of dildo.
Exactly. I got to figure out why that is clipped off. Yes to a box of dildos.
What was that about?
Was that when our guy got sent dildos here?
I don't know.
In Underhill?
I think that's a separate dildo issue.
Separate dildo event?
Yes. That was an independent dildo occurrence.
However you're listening to us, we appreciate it. I don't know what the hell I said already, so let's just say thanks for buying shit through our Amazon portal at crabdiving.com/Amazon. If you use that link, every time you go to buy shit at Amazon, we get a little commissione. Doesn't cost you anything.
We take all the money, baby.
White people in droves.
There were, though, man, and they were scary.
There still are.
You know, those white people that took over the Capitol, that was scary.
Yeah, there still are.
Yeah.
Social media, join us on Twitter at Crab Diving during the show. You can, we check that.
Yeah.
I was going to say chat with us, but we're not going to hold a combo with you on Twitter.
Right.
During the show, at least. And then we're also on Facebook and Instagram a little bit.
Should we do a thing on VR and have a meet and greet with people and we could all talk to each other's
Let me know how it goes.
Anime porn type characters.
That's it. Let's see what the headlines are. It really is like a different world, I gotta say.
And
as far as my routine, because I used to like have to brace myself to open Twitter and check the headlines. And now I'm just kind of like, well, okay. Oh, Biden did this. That's awesome. Biden did this. That's awesome. No. There's still a whole fuckload of COVID.
Right. Oh, yeah. And well, the difference is, it's like, I know when you prepared for shows with Trump, it was like, okay, probably there's 10 stories to put in this spreadsheet. And now I have to decide which one needs to go first and which wacky one has to go towards the end, or else we're going to talk about it the whole fucking show.
Right. Yeah. You know what some I mean? Of that.
And in comparison right now, for me to get ready for the show, I decided to search Bieber in news because I love that I can do that.
Justin's had a lot going on. His pastor was that guru of that creepy church in Venice, California, some new agey Jesus church, which, you know, just reeked of scam. But Bieber and what's her face? Baldwin.
Haley
Baldwin.
That's marrying up for him, right? Because now he's part of that.
What do you mean up? He was with Selena Gomez.
Well, no. But now he's part of the Baldwin, franchise. Operation.
I'm sure they're thrilled. I'm sure Alex loves sitting around having a conversation with Bieber.
Steven loves it. He's like, hey, I'm not the dumbest guy in the fucking room. Or maybe. No,
I think there's a throwdown there.
I think there is.
Let's see what the headlines are, though.
Well, here's one headline.
This is a Bieber headline?
It took 3 hours daily to cover Justin Bieber's headline. Justin Bieber's tattoos for the movie Anyone.
Oh, I saw that.
He plays a boxer, I guess.
Yeah.
What's that? I mean,
and they had to do body paint because he's be tatted like crazy.
I just looked at a picture from it. I just clicked on it. God, I'm not allowed to judge it. It just looks like the dumbest fucking movie ever. Justin Bieber. From it. There's just a picture from it, and it looks just fucking incredibly stupid.
Guess what we have now. We have daily COVID updates again.
Oh.
From being led by...
Yes?
Dr. Fauci.
Wow. Okay. Shit. So what's going on?
It was very clear that there were things that were said, be it regarding things like hydroxychloroquine and other things like that, that really was uncomfortable because they were not based on scientific fact. I can tell you, I take no pleasure at all in being in a situation of contradicting the president. So it was really something that you didn't feel that you could actually say something and there wouldn't be any repercussions about it. The idea that you can get up here and talk about what you know, what the evidence, what the science is, and know that's it. Let the science speak. It is somewhat of a liberating feeling.
It's a liberating feeling to be able to talk about what the science actually is.
Think about all these dead people.
Yeah.
I mean, why weren't we doing that from the fucking beginning?
Because Trump couldn't share the spotlight.
There are people that lost. God, you think about there wouldn't be as many people that have lost people right now. I don't know how else to put it. It's fuck.
We vanished for a few months there for a while. You feel like you're back now?
I think so.
There you go.
Jeez. See, that's
isn't he 80?
That's
something like that. Didn't he just turn 80 or something like that, or upper 70s?
Fuck, dude. That's American privilege, right? Fucking there. That is American privilege. We got so much fucking COVID. The vaccine is rolling out like total fucking shit.
You see? There literally was no plan.
No, I didn't see that.
They found out.
No plan. They just deliver the
like
shit.
They're getting in there and they're like, well, you know, we're going to do some kind of handover of the plan that the Trump people had for giving out these mass vaccines and distributing them. And there's like none.
I mean,
there is none.
What the fuck?
Trump was not lying when he said, hey, we're done. I'm leaving it up to the states to do. I'm done. I was great. I personally invented the vaccine.
Fuck him. Those people had to fucking pay for what they did. I don't fucking give a shit.
That when I went to Johns Hopkins, they were milking me.
We should
so that I could make the vaccine.
Oh, how do they milk him with a orally? Yeah. They milk orally and baby bird it into the bottle.
I asked for a 13-year-old, but that was
where we need the adrenochrome. Yeah. God, fuck these motherfuckers.
The plan was non-existent.
They took things from us, these fucking liars. And not only did they lie, they fucking made money. A lot of them made a lot of fucking money. That asshole running for Senate in Georgia, or the incumbent.
You gotta narrow it down.
Fuck face.
Purdue?
No.
Loeffler?
That fuck face, yeah.
I said you got to narrow it down.
We should not feel good. We should feel fucking angry, but then hopeful because now we have the tools to get it back. We have the tools to beat these motherfuckers into the forest.
Newly sworn in President Joe Biden and his advisors are inheriting no coronavirus vaccine distribution plan to speak of from the Trump administration.
Why not just shoot people? Why didn't the Trump administration just send people out to just gun motherfuckers down? Because if you're just out of laziness, what? He didn't give a fuck?
Who are you
Trump
summarily executing that I don't support?
Well, no, it just feels like that's what he did.
Oh.
They didn't do shit to protect us from this virus, but lie about it, which isn't protecting us.
The Biden administration has promised to try to turn the COVID-19 pandemic around and drastically speed up the pace of vaccinating Americans. But in the immediate hours following Biden being sworn into office yesterday, sources with direct knowledge of the new administration's COVID-related work told CNN, from which I read, one of the biggest shocks that the Biden team had to digest during the transition period was that they saw as a complete lack of a vaccine distribution strategy.
Get these people on camera, and this story must be told that what happened was a president didn't give a fuck and all these people are fucking dead.
Even weeks after multiple vaccines were approved for use. One source said, there's nothing for us to rework. We're going to have to build everything from scratch.
Well, newsflash. God, I hate this. I'm not one of these motherfuckers to say shit. That seems to be obvious, right? That's going to be everything.
Another source said the moment they realized they had to start from square one, the thought was, wow, just further affirmation of complete incompetence.
If I was president, don't you think you would think like this? What do you want to be? I want to be the goddamn president that gets us to fucking Mars. Or no, that's not me. I want to be
the president that gets all the brown people out of the country.
You want your legacy to be something that you don't have to ask someone, please put a statue of me in the shittiest spot you can think of. You want to make it. You want to. Damn. God, it's.
The incoming White House now faces intense pressure to make good on the promises that Biden made during the campaign and turn things around. But they're literally starting from scratch.
If Biden did his thing today, issued all those executive orders and said, fuck it, guys, I'm done. That would be better than what we got from this whole fucking administration. That would have been more helpful, that one day with all those executive orders. And then he could say, fuck off. Jeez.
The new administration has asked some of the key players who worked on COVID and vaccines under Trump to resign from their roles, including Operation Warp Speed Chief Scientific Advisor Mansif Slaoui and Surgeon General Jerome Adams. It kept others, such as Anthony Fauci, who is now serving as Biden's chief medical advisor on COVID.
I have so many rageful thoughts about all of this, and I can't even begin to organize them. I mean, what, you know, it's like, what were they doing about it, though, other than having press conferences then?
Right. Well, he didn't want to do anything.
And I understand.
What did they do about anything? They were really good at separating families and putting kids in cages.
You remember when Jerry Seinfeld, not his character, the character Jerry Seinfeld was playing this very meta. He was playing
comedian.
Yes. Well, yes, he was a comedian. But the comedian on the show was approached by a network wanting to make a show about his life, and they were going to call it Seinfeld.
Right.
And when they asked him what the show was about, he said nothing.
Right.
Nothing. And then what do you mean? Nothing happens. It's just a bunch of horrible people where nothing fucking happens.
Right.
And they loved it. But that's it.
Hence their kind of
right
and disliked ending to the whole series.
And I'd like to apologize to Seinfeld fans and people that worked on the show. I'm not saying you guys are the Trump administration, but there's something to me that is strikingly comparable. They didn't do anything.
Fauci said there is activity going on in distribution, so we're not starting completely from scratch.
The American privileges, we can ignore it. We could ignore a pandemic, which is literally what you're saying happened. Or you're reading, you know, you're saying is they didn't do anything. But American privilege means that we somehow will bounce back from this because we let someone just not do anything about a dangerous pandemic for a year, but we'll be redeemed. And our society is going to go on. Mm-hmm. We're fucking lucky.
That's the headline. Over to the No, that was that's not one of the headlines. It's the one I brought up that they have no they had no plan. Yeah.
It, you know, even the nuttier thing about that is shit. I tell you, if I was president, and this happened, I'd be like, holy shit, what do you mean a pandemic? And so they say, hey, well, we've got a plan. I'd be like, oh, that's great. What do we have to do? Nothing. You just have to say, start doing your bullshit, and then the plan will be hatched, and it will probably be effective. And if it's not, you can throw us under the bus, and that's all Trump had to do. Why didn't he do that?
Because he's an evil idiot.
But he could have taken credit for it.
He's an idiot. You missed the idiot part.
I did.
He's a complete idiot.
How maddening, man.
He still thinks he saved millions from COVID because when he stopped people from coming from China, which, by the way, he didn't. But when he stopped people from coming from China, I shut everything down and they said I was a xenophobe.
Yeah. Well,
meanwhile, people were leaping in from Europe and bringing the COVID to New York at that exact moment. But thank you for protecting us from China. And he said, and everybody predicted it, that those initial numbers that came out from World Health Organization, maybe, that if nothing was done, we would lose 2 to 3 million people before it petered out or before herd immunity was reached or whatever. That
we've got a long way to go.
There would be millions lost. Trump, we knew that would be what Trump would seize on. So any number lower than 2 to 3 million... And some said as high as 5 and 10 million, which I believe he said at one point.
Yeah.
Then he gets a victory lap.
It wasn't 2 million. They said it was going to be 2 million. And I shut those Chinese out.
The lesson with this is like, God, I know Hillary wasn't people's ideal candidate, but Jesus fucking Christ. Even the worst fucking Democrat would have saved lives and would have done better. Well, yeah. Joe fucking Manchin as president would have been fucking better than Donald Trump.
Makes me crazy that we have to kiss Joe Manchin's ass now with this 50-50 tie. But
well, hey.
Because there's going to be a lot of shit that he's not going to let fly.
It is. I don't understand why this is hard for people to understand politically in this country. Strategery, if you think in strategery terms, it's easier. What progressives, true progressives want, you're going to have to kill the Republicans and rip it from their cold, dead hands to get it.
Talons.
Yes, thank you for correcting me. Progressives, God, you know, you can fight them too, but you don't have to hit them as hard. Get it? It's an easier fucking fight. Is that? Am I crazy? Do I have a? Am I oversimplifying things? I just
violent imagery.
Yeah, but no Trump. It's better than Trump. It's better. That's the lesson I learned. I knew it. I knew that lesson.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi today resoundingly rejected the idea that moving forward with the Senate impeachment trial for Trump could undercut Biden's message of unity.
Yes.
And we concur.
You gotta have it. These fucking motherfuckers have to fucking pay.
Accountability, then unity.
What's the point of our government? If we can't be protected from a fucking Donald Trump, then what is the point of anything that those slave-owning, forefounding fucking fathers wrote then? Let's wipe your asshole with it.
You had me at slave-owning.
Yeah.
That's why I commissioned the 1770s.
Did you see his, that... We didn't even talk about that 1776 report, that horrific piece of dung that our taxes paid for.
Yes.
That was just a white nationalist screed about how the damage that's been done by painting the beautiful, wonderful, angelic founders as slave owners.
They were!
How dare we? But look at the wonderful thing from God's loins they pulled, this wonderful document of the Constitution that we all love, except the parts we don't really like. Second Amendment, but we don't like that
first.
It's the
only amendment you can name.
And we don't like that fourth.
Yeah, they can name
and
that
we
one.
Really don't like the 13th.
Yeah. These people are you. What do you call these people? They're just human cosplayers. They're not really humans. They're pretending to be humans.
Well, they're still a ball hairs deep.
Yes.
In the lost cause.
Which is QAnon?
No, the South.
The South.
The
well, fuck yeah. It's the South ain't going to rise again without scooters and cannulas.
But it's spread. I mean, you got assholes waving stars and bars in North Dakota. You've got, which is bizarre. And now it's become a symbol in Europe. A lot of the white goose steppers, the far right Nazi parties, literally, have adopted the Confederate battle flag as one of their own.
Our earth, the earth in general, has to lose this nationalism. We have to lose this nationalism where you're like,
ooh, globalist,
where you're like praising some symbol and stuff. Because really what should be happening is that New Zealand should be telling the rest of the world how they did it, how whoever's doing it wrong, how to do it right.
Right.
If I was Biden, I would be like, get me that New Zealand person on the phone because fuck me. You know, we're in a bad, what do we do?
There you go, Nancy Pelosi.
Actions, we're getting ready for a COVID relief package. We'll be working on that as we go. As you probably have seen, Mr. Hoyer announced that as we work on these issues, we won't be back in session until the beginning of February, another week, February 1st, is it, or 2nd? And, but we'll be doing our committee work all next week so that we are completely ready to go to the floor when we come back.
Awesome.
And then, again, the COVID proposals from the administration build on many of the initiatives that were...
And this might be a budget issue, so can they pass it with reconciliation in the Senate, which means they only need 51, and Mitch can shove his filibuster right in his cloaca.
Oh, yeah, enjoy.
The visual.
Which, did you see that story, too, that Mitch is looking for some kind of shared power agreement?
Fuck you, man.
Because, you know, it is 50-50, and one of the things he wants a guarantee that the filibuster will be protected. And
fuck you.
Yeah, everyone on social media, every pundit out there is like, oh my God, Schumer, tell him to fuck himself. Tell him to fuck himself.
You know, are you familiar with BSG?
Hardball.
Oh, yeah. Real hardballs. And not the desired hardballs.
And Mitch is coming from a place of no power now.
Yes. So what does that mean?
What's he going to do? Tell his Republicans not to vote for our shit? They're not going to do that anyway.
Liberals, we can get aggressive. That means we can get aggressive. We have to. This is not a time to say, oh, it's time for unity.
Exactly.
It's time to step across the aisle. Get what you want. Go get what we want. Go get that good shit.
Give those fuckers health care. Let's get a immigrant. Well, Biden's kind of doing that. He opened up with immigration.
And the great thing
is, I mean, a big immigration reform thing.
Yeah.
And they're losing their minds.
And when something is offered, some bill, and it's not progressive enough and it's lacking, then people on the right can beat up the people that are on within the left. They can fight over it. But we have the majority.
Right.
So that means more of that progressive influence will get into shit that's passed.
Right. And then remarkably, when these idiots find out what the how the policies are affecting their actual lives, they like it.
Do you think Obamacare would have been better if he had not had worked with the Republicans? If he didn't have to work with the fucking Republicans, would it have been better?
Yeah.
Would Obama's presidency have been more productive if Republicans didn't have control of any of the House?
Well, and that's one of the arguments is his first term is that, you know, his people felt that he spent too much political capital, whatever the fuck that means, on getting Obamacare done, and that they should have said, fuck you.
Yeah.
And rammed it through.
Yeah, because they showed us who they are. When they said that thing that whoever said that we're just going to be the party and no when Obama was elected,
Mitch.
That means that even in the interest of the people, he's going to be the party of no.
So our sole goal is to make sure Obama's a one-term president.
Doesn't it seem like if that is the mindset of one of your legislative parties, like that's when you know you're in a motherfucking banana republic? I mean, that's...
How many people did they win over, though, with that one? Don't worry. I'm going to make sure that black guy is only in there for one term, y'all. That's going to be our number one goal. Don't worry.
Oh, God, man. It's just, you know what sucks? There's nothing to say. I don't know what to say to that. There's a lot of shitty people. What do we do?
Oh, yeah, for example.
Just filed articles of impeachment on President Joe Biden. We'll see how this goes. Just
filed. Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Q loon.
COVID, Q, guns. She loves guns.
I've seen her referred to a creative use of the C word, spelling it with a Q.
Oh, yeah. What?
As a Q-U-N-T.
Quant is a great word, and it's sad. Is it an actual word?
Quant? I don't think so.
That would be like 25 points in Scrabble.
I mean, it could be pronounced just cunt also. You don't need the qua.
Oh, it's Canadian?
It could be, like, like Quebec. Canadian,
like Quebec. Quebec. Is
if it's the French version, maybe. This asshole, Marjorie Taylor Greene, is now filming herself.
Jeez.
Saying, I just filed articles. Let's see how this goes. Well, it's not going to go anywhere, you fucking asshole.
And how did you file articles? Like, what is her back? I'm not trying to be a fucking quant, but how does she file? She just started working there.
Well, they've got staffers and things like that.
So she'll say, hey.
In a manual, probably.
Right. And a work manual that they read through? Who the fuck is she reading?
Congress for Dummies.
So they all have staff that tell her what to do.
Of course.
But. They have influence, like, don't be as Nazi-ish here in this case, or depending, be more Nazi-ish.
Yeah, sure, if she listens to her advisors.
God, our government, where do the advisors come from?
They're people that help them get elected. The campaign, you know, campaign aides and people they've worked with before, and
you know,
they get
a
to
problem,
hire their own
then,
staff.
Then I imagine if somebody's been in the Marjorie Taylor camp since day one, I would imagine.
Imagine what they're like.
They're horrible.
Of course. So this asshole just filed the impeachment.
Thanks. If I was in government, I would like to think that I would in my day, probably in a rant screaming about something I saw or read about somebody or on the phone at someone. And then I would quietly, before I went to bed, I said, did I do enough to beat the shit out of the coronavirus today? Probably not. I would say probably not. And then I would have like 18 drinks and I would pass out and I would wake up the next day.
I thought you were going to say you were going to have 18 coffees and go down and work on it some more.
No, I don't think so. I don't know. I don't think I'd handle this job. I don't know how this, you know, I would start drinking again in a quarter into the day of, you know, I don't know. I think it would be a tough job.
Drudge Report says day after picture of President Biden sitting at the Resolute desk.
Okay.
President Joe Biden's goes to Reuters. Okay. President Joe Biden launched initiatives on Thursday to rein in the raging COVID-19 pandemic, tackling his top priority on his first full day in the White House.
Yay!
As he tries to turn the page on Donald Trump's tumultuous leadership.
Joe, so let me understand something. Day one, Joe motherfucking Biden waltzes in with people. They're able to find where the light switches are. Because if you remember correctly, in some meeting room where they were at often, no one knew how to turn on the fucking lights. And that was a real fucking story. So good. Are they in the dark yet? Or have they found the light switches?
I would think.
Holy shit.
I told Stephen Miller to wipe his ass on every light switch.
They fired him, right? Stephen Miller
is gone. Yeah,
he's not in the White House. Yeah, he wasn't retained.
I mean, I'd check the rafters. His Biden's administration plans a coordinated federal coronavirus response aimed at restoring trust in the government and focused on boosting vaccines, increasing testing, reopening schools, and addressing inequalities thrown up by the disease.
Okay. Wow. Shit. Damn, guys. Shit. How did you manage to look into all of that? You've decided you're going to look into all that. How did you manage doing that? Did Joe Biden tweet today? Could you check his Twitter? Did he put out a fucking tweet?
Probably.
What was it? Was it boring as fuck?
Trump is a loser. How was it? How's your first day off, fatty loser?
You know, that this is where Joe Biden is going to lose. His tweets will be boring because when he wants to get, like, interesting, he'll say some term like that, I don't know, that somebody on the writing staff of the Andy Griffith Show might suggest, like, you know.
Later today, he's going to sign more executive orders related to the pandemic, including requiring mask wearing in airports and on certain public transportation, including trains, planes, and intercity buses.
You don't have to currently put a mask on in a fucking airport? Jesus.
Well, it's up to the airport.
Well.
Now he's addressing that.
Okay. Wow. I didn't know that.
He signed 15 yesterday, hours after being sworn into the office.
Okay.
Including mandating masks on federal property, halting the withdrawal from the World Health Organization.
Yay!
Rejoining the Paris Accord, ending the travel ban on Muslim-majority countries.
Yeah, that's awesome. Great.
He will establish, he used one executive order to establish a COVID-19 testing board to ramp up testing, to address supply shortfalls, establish protocols for international travelers, and direct resources to hard-hit minority communities. Wow.
I mean, yeah.
It's almost like something we would want our government to take care of.
Yeah, you wouldn't even think about it. You wouldn't think about any of this fucking shit. Nobody would think, oh, we're going to run out of masks.
Which means none of this has been going on.
Right. None of it. None of it. None of it.
This stuff has not been going on.
Well, at least it's easy then, right? Did they have tables and chairs and computers in the fucking government?
I wouldn't guarantee that. I'm sure they walked with what they could.
No. Oh, I mean, I hadn't thought about that, man. I mean, did they even get people computers to work?
Yeah, of course.
Of course.
Sure.
Of course. Nobody's doing anything about the... Nobody's ordering masks. Does nobody in the government ordering masks? Not even ordering masks. Wow. Fuck.
We've got
2 hours. How long were those goddamn press conferences that fuckface had? How long are those COVID conferences? President Trump would have these press conferences where he would talk for 2 hours? About doing nothing?
Yeah, about nothing.
What about that time he paraded the fucking test out and didn't even know how to work it, had it upside down? What a cunt. Quant.
Ted Cruz tweeted, "Yesterday our country witnessed a peaceful transition of power. I look forward to working with my colleagues in Congress and the Biden-Harris administration and will continue to fight for Texas values on behalf of the 29 million Texans I represent."
You know, I look at Ted Cruz and I worry at night that he might turn over in some way that his neck skin would get pinched. And he might choke to death in the middle of the fucking night.
As a Texan is trending on Twitter as people are responding to that saying, as a Texan, fuck off.
You. Yeah.
As a Texan, you don't represent me.
Texas doesn't even want you.
No.
Wrap your mind around that, Ted.
Right. He's not well beloved. At all.
We've never played it since. And you know that rant Lindsey Graham, the drunken rant Lindsey Graham has about Ted fucking Cruz is amazing. But like, Lindsey Graham doesn't like him. You know? And isn't Lindsey Graham known for being like craven and like, he's so smarmy, like he could charm anybody.
Well, I think until Josh Hawley got there, Ted Cruz, definitely the most unliked member of the Senate. And that's, you know, you got Mitch there and Grassley and.
You know, I think Ted Cruz do you remember the Perfect Storm with Donnie, Marky Mark and George Clooney?
Yes.
They decided Mark Wahlberg and George Clooney looked like these fishermen from Maine, you know, and so they played these fishermen from Maine that got caught.
You've come a long way, sir.
Sorry.
No. Anyway, a Perfect Storm. It's like, it's like a perfect
storm. This is auto playing. I'm sorry.
Right. No. It's barely an example.
God damn it.
Well, the storm that took out Marky Mark Wahlberg and George Clooney was a hurricane.
Right.
Formed just the perfect conditions and fucked them. And they underestimated.
And yeah, there wasn't a ton of plot there. But yeah,
You ever see when they did the side by sides of George Clooney and Marky Mark and the guys they were playing?
The real guys.
Yeah. They look different, you know?
You've come a long way in 72 years. 72 years ago, a woman could not be part of the American experience. If you don't vote, that's coming back in 2017. If I were you, I would vote. But look how far you've come. The most dishonest person in America is a woman.
That's Hillary.
Yeah, shit.
Who's about to be president? How could that be? My party is going back crazy.
Yes, it has.
A good Republican would defend Ted Cruz after tonight. That ain't happening. If you killed Ted Cruz on the floor of the Senate, and the trial was in the Senate, nobody could convict you.
Listen to the audience. They're like, ooh, wow, that was drunken Lindsay.
Shit, man. And I, you know, Lindsay, God, I don't know if you can find a good Republican, though. I thought there'd be a different joke. I thought the joke would be, I'm not a good Republican.
Well,
which might have been accurate.
Yeah. Depends on the day.
Yeah.
With Lindsay.
Jeez. That's amazing you could pull that up. That's good. While you were holding your coffee.
Tea.
Oh, it's hot tea. Yes.
But thank you.
Yep. One-handed.
I've got other stories here.
You know what's impossible for me to do is, and the only reason I mention that is Trump's gone from office, and I feel like we have airtime for this. I'm just kidding. I can't text while the dog is attacking me. I cannot fend off a Shelby attack and actually work anything on my phone at the same time. And she knows it, and she's like,
she's distracting and crafty.
Oh my God.
I've got, I did that story already. This one is kind of, I don't know, irritating.
Yeah.
Because we the people are paying for this bullshit.
Ooh.
But before he left office, Trump instructed that his family get Secret Service detail for the next 6 months at no cost. How does one do that? How does one just say, hey, I'm just going to extend. Who adds some Secret Service? Hey, Rudy, what do you think?
You know, also, Trump, shouldn't you think, like, okay, so each person in his family gets a detail?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to be millions and millions of dollars for 6 months.
How many bodyguards each?
I don't know.
God.
According to three people briefed on the plan, Trump issued a directive to extend post-presidency Secret Service protection to his four adult children and two of their spouses.
Their spouses? The ones you can't remember.
Oh, that's Jared. Okay,
Jared.
So Ivanka and Jared, Eric and Laura, and apparently Guilfoyle's not counting.
Doesn't count
because she's not actually married. So
you're on your own, Kimberly.
And then Don Jr., Tiffany.
Tiffany?
Those are his four adult children,
but
right?
But wait, okay. I'm not to be too dark about this. But to allocate Secret Service resources, don't you have to kind of do a cost-benefit analysis before you do that? Like, is their lives worth three bodyguards? And I would say no.
Who's going after them? Seriously.
But no. Let's honestly. Who... If you're president, do you really think you want to tell a guy your job is to take a bullet for Eric Trump, shitty son?
Yeah, I might be taking a bullet at my own hands.
I mean, you really think the family of that Secret Service has to know that he's willing to give his life? Somebody in your family is going to give their life for Eric Trump is crazy to me. I wouldn't be able to get my mind around that shit.
Trump also directed that three key aides leaving government continue to receive protection for 6 months. Steve Mnuchin is going to get protection for 6 months. Former chief of staff Mark fucking Meadows and former National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien.
You know what this is? They're afraid. Are they afraid? Are they afraid that Antifa is gonna come get them?
Under federal law, Trump, his wife Melania, and their 14-year-old son are the only members of his immediate family entitled to Secret Service protection. After he leaves office, the couple will receive it for their lifetimes, and Barron is entitled to protection until he turns 16.
Let me ask you something. I know you're not from the NSA, but maybe you can answer this for me. Logistically, so the Secret Service is protecting the former first family. What if, say, on a Friday night, Melania wants to take an Uber and hook up with this guy, this jewelry guy or whatever, her guy? Does the Secret Service have to follow her?
Sure.
So, yeah. Okay. Oh, that's nice.
Former Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen will also receive continued Secret Service for the next 6 months.
Jesus, guys.
But Trump wanted every family member who had been protected by the Secret Service during his administration to be covered for 6 additional months.
I just can't.
How does he get to do that?
You know, when I went and saw Jimmy Carter do Sunday school down in Americus, Georgia, in the middle of nowhere. I mean, but he had 3 guys, and you know, I don't know. They looked serious, but he just had 3 of them. You know, and they looked pretty chill. But I mean, they didn't frisk me or anything. They just kind of watched the guy.
When former President Ford at the time came to visit my school, there was he had like a couple of guys that followed him.
Right.
And then like he gave a speech out in the courtyard of the school, and there were guys like on the roof. And so there were a few.
Obama still has Secret Service protection, obviously.
For life. Yeah.
I just think.
Michelle.
Yes.
But not the girls, I don't think.
Right. Why does Trump's former aides get it?
It's milking the American people again. It's fleecing the American people. Imagine if Obama had done that. Let's play that game. Imagine if Obama had said, "I'm extending Secret Service protection to Valerie Jarrett."
Yeah,
for 6 months.
Well, Valerie Jarrett, that's a spy that was outed, right?
No, Valerie Jarrett, the NSA.
Oh,
yes. You're thinking of Valerie Plame.
Oh.
But she was a national security advisor, right?
Yeah, yeah. What if there was, but you know, the thing is,
Valerie
Jarrett's
the one that Roseanne said looked like she was in Planet of the Apes, and then claims. In an actual hilarious moment of racism.
Yeah.
I thought the bitch was white.
Oh my God. Jesus Christ.
Her defense. Roseanne's defense. I thought the bitch was white.
But man, if Obama thought she needed it, he probably would have extended it to her, right? I mean, if he made the decision.
Well, I don't know if he would have. I mean, it's you're done.
Right. Right. There should be
some checks and balances on that. Like, you should run that one through Congress or something. And not just.
Did Billy Carter get protection?
Not just say. No, I don't think he did. And not just say, 6 months.
Yeah.
I'm just going to give it to everybody. Here's millions of dollars, taxpayers. Thanks.
I mean, it seems to me that they're terrified maybe to live in the world that they were the architect of.
They should say only if we get to use the bathroom.
Yeah.
Jared and Ivanka.
Oh, my God. That is an insane story. That's crazy. I mean, how can you not let if someone's job is to take a bullet for me, they can take a shit in the fucking kitchen sink if they want to. I would rather not, but, you know.
That might be what Jared and Ivanka are into.
Ooh.
There's 6 bathrooms. They like to play find the upper decker.
Oh, my gosh. Absolutely. Oh, yeah. It's a game.
I took an upper decker, Jared. You should see what
bathroom it is. Go.
I don't know what to say, but that's... Oh, that would be a funny animated thing.
We've got... God, he already did it. Come on, give me a break, man, to a reporter.
Did Joe say
Yeah, yeah,
that?
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Come on, give me a break, man.
That Jim Carrey impression of him on SNL was pretty, yeah. Spot on.
AP Zeke Miller pressed Biden about one of the signature promises, the pledge that 100 million doses will be given in his first 100 days. Is that high enough? Shouldn't we set the bar higher? That's basically where the U.S. is right now. He said, when I announced it, you all said it's not possible. Come on, give me a break, man. It's a good start. 100 million.
Yeah. I mean, listen.
He said by Azar, former Health and Human Services Secretary.
Oh, they fired him? Is he fired?
He's going.
Wow.
Said, we will have distributed 250 million doses of vaccine by the end of April. He said on Fox on Monday, if they've only done 100 million vaccines by then, it'll be a tragic squandering of the opportunity we handed them. Opportunity.
God, Azar's saying by April he'd have that many people vaccinated.
He's lying.
He's lying. He wouldn't even know because they don't have a plan.
Correct.
You didn't have a plan, you fuck.
Apparently, Trump may have found an attorney finally. There was.
Holy shit.
I guess there's word that they may deliver the articles of impeachment tomorrow up to the Senate.
Yeah. Jeez.
Excusez-moi. And that. One of the reasons they may have been waiting is because Trump didn't have an attorney. Trump couldn't find an attorney.
Yeah.
To represent him at the impeachment. Well, now it says he reportedly hired South Carolina attorney Butch Bowers.
Oh, yeah. Go with Butchie. Butchie. Dahmer was able to find an attorney, I think. Or maybe he had one assigned to him or whatever.
He previously served as a lawyer for the South Carolina Republican Party.
Okay.
Also represented an array of South Carolina Republicans, including Governor Henry McMaster, Nikki Haley, Pat McCrory, blah, blah, blah.
Why is he's not going with Rudy anymore?
He's a celebrity.
Oh, okay.
He was the defense attorney for Mark Sanford, who the legislature considered impeaching in 2009 for lying about the extramarital affair. That's the one who took off for Columbia.
Oh, yeah.
And they said, we can't get a hold of him. We don't know where he is. We think he's walking the Appalachian Trail.
Did he not fucking resign?
He did, eventually. But okay. They were going to impeach him.
Right. Well, okay. How did this lawyer do during that? Or do you have a choice?
They didn't start. So, you know, he started working for Sanford they were looking into the impeachment process. So I guess he was getting all ready.
Do you think, that makes a lot of sense, because if I'm working for Trump and I think, oh my God, I can't find an, nobody wants to be his attorney. Who can I suggest? I think of other vile Republicans, and I guess eventually I would get to who's that fucking guy that said he was on the Appalachian thing? You know,
one of his staff members.
Yeah. Just.
Probably his communications director or something like that.
I mean,
beleaguered.
Yeah.
Trying to cover up for the governor who disappeared to go bang his mistress in South America.
It's insane. There probably is like a pool of evil ass fuckhead attorneys somewhere.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah.
Rudy.
Yeah.
Sidney
yeah.
Powell, Lynn Wood. Those are the real.
God damn.
I was going to say tip, but it's more like the dregs, the bottom.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Bowers also served at the federal level as special counsel for voting matters in the DOJ under George W.
Okay, that doesn't sound good, but
Lindsey Graham apparently announced the development on a phone call with Senate Republicans who said that Trump has hired Butch Bowers. Doesn't he sounds like he's on a whole bunch of big giant billboards all over the highway. Call Butch Bowers. Are you getting an accident? Call Butch Bowers.
You know who would be hilarious at this part? Fred Willard would play a great Butch Bowers.
RIP, yeah.
Don't you think?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, I'd love that.
Nancy Pelosi said she's ready to send the articles of impeachment to the Senate, but she had not done so due to questions about how the trial would work. Chuck Schumer, Senate Majority Leader, doesn't that sound nice?
Oh, yeah, baby.
Said he's working with Minority Leader Mitch McConnell
to
formulate the rules.
Oh, bam, you fucking loser.
Schumer said, Leader McConnell and I are trying to come up with a bipartisan agreement on how to conduct the trial, but make no mistake about it, there will be a trial, there will be a vote, up or down, on whether to convict the president.
Translation? Suck my dick, Mitch. Suck my dick.
I think Mitch wants him convicted.
Yeah, yeah. But we can, it's the Democrats' agenda, right?
What do you mean?
You know, like, if the House sends up legislation,
sure,
now we can look at it.
Yeah, well, yeah.
It won't just sit there.
No, Schumer decides what gets voted on.
That's great.
This is Ann Coulter.
Yes. Oh, geez.
Remember her?
Oh, yes.
Still around, but she went anti-Trump.
Oh, wow. She's like vampire Nazi slash.
Yeah, really anti-immigrant, really white nationalist.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Well, she shared on Twitter a Breitbart story that they're not happy about. Is that the headline at Breitbart? Is Trump issues 18-month amnesty for thousands of Venezuelans in the United States.
Okay, thousands. What's the alternative to not issue the amnesty? And so,
well, they're trying to use Venezuela as, oh my God, look, the socialists are taking over.
Oh,
so we have to give these poor Venezuelans amnesty.
I thought this was straight up racism. I just assume it was because they're brown. Why give these people amnesty?
Well, that's what the racists are all about, hence Ann Coulter.
Yeah.
Ann Coulter tweeted it and said, Trump's last act in office, an amnesty. Dear GOP senators, please vote to convict.
Good God. You said thousands, though.
94,000+ Venezuelan nationals. It was an executive order put out by Trump citing deteriorative.
Yeah.
Conditions in Venezuela.
Right.
The order will allow the group to remain in the U.S. for another 18 months.
Yeah. That sounds like a great thing.
Ann Coulter spoke favorably of Trump during the election, but became critical of him in 2018 for his failure to impose more restrictive immigration policies and failure to build the wall along the U.S. border with Mexico. She said he lost her support in a speech in March of that year, calling him a shallow, lazy ignoramus.
Oh, wow. Nazi throws Nazi under the fucking bus. Holy fucking shit. God, I mean, you know.
So the Coltergeist.
You know, man, I don't know. I'm just a dude that doom scrolls the internet, you know. And I think, looking at America, the problem is not maybe Venezuelans, you know, people who are here from Central America waiting to become citizens or people of color. I think the problem in our country is these white supremacists and Nazis that stormed the Capitol. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I think they're the problem.
Literally, I just clicked on Breitbart's headlines just for yucks.
Yes.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The top 5 stories are that Biden was caught at some event last night not wearing a mask.
Oh, my God.
COVID rules for thee, but not for me, is one of them. White House press secretary defends Biden violating own mask mandate. We have bigger issues to worry about.
Yeah, here's the issue. Biden should have a mask on.
And it's okay because he was celebrating a historic day is the next headline. Biden caught again without mask on federal property. Biden hours after signing mask mandate.
Fuck you.
These are the headlines at Breitbart. That's what we're worried about. That's what they're worried about.
I will say this. I'm concerned. I mean, I think Biden should have a mask on, and I'm not coming at this from a punitive thing. For his health, he should have a mask on. And if you're in the Secret Service and your job is to protect the president, I mean, and he takes his mask off, shouldn't a couple of guys come in, grab him, and make him put the fucking thing back on to protect him? Is that crazy? Or?
Well, I mean, he should be wearing a mask.
I mean, if he's harmed from the coronavirus, what's the difference? I mean,
but it also, he got the jab.
Yeah.
But it also, you know, shouldn't be the top five headlines anywhere.
Yeah, that is true. That's the fucking point.
Anywhere.
Yeah. And I don't want anybody tackling Joe and then putting a mask on him. I think that's.
And then doom. Joe predicts 500,000 deaths from coronavirus. Well, and months to turn around COVID. That's because that's what the science is telling him.
Yeah, yeah.
Doom. Oh, doom and gloom.
But we have 400.
Trump is so cheerful. It's gone. It doesn't exist.
But we have 400,000 deaths, right?
Well, yeah.
And a lot
and 4,000 a day now.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like and we have to vax our way out of it, right? A lot of people have to get shots. That's tough, I think.
Apparently, they're upset about the fact that Obama said Biden's presidency only possible because you wore your masks and voted like never before. Wow, that's horrible.
What's wrong with that?
How dare Obama say that?
Hey, listen,
what
though,
is wrong with that?
No, everything is right with that, because if you're a Republican, people come out to vote, you don't win. When people come out to vote, Democrats win. So, like, how would that party, that obstructionist party, not be about that? I don't think. It's bizarre. I don't understand that. You're still blaming Obama?
Whoa.
Holy shit.
Of course they're still blaming Obama. Are you kidding me?
He's fucking racist.
Did you forget he's black?
Never underestimate racism. Never. I mean, God. Jesus Christ.
For example.
Thanks, Obama.
Rush Limbaugh's back. We weren't sure if he was going to come back after as his health seems
he has lung cancer.
Not be doing as well.
He must be. He must be doing well.
No.
Oh, okay.
I don't think he is. But he's still working. Still putting out excellence in broadcasting.
Don't you think if you're suffering from cancer that you should just take a break and give the country a break from your bullshit?
He's decided to reach across the aisle and for the sake of comedy and comity and
kumite
and kumbaya and shit.
Oh yes,
maybe he found Jesus. I'm just kidding. Oh, wait, hold on a second.
Of plugs.
That whole thing
for the
heard by our beloved audience. Backing up a little.
Back it up.
Anyway, greetings, folks. It is good to have you here. We're going to try to get through the day here as best we can. I'm looking for the words to most perfectly capture the range of emotion that I feel. And I'm watching these people.
Racism, hatred, homophobia, xenophobia, sexism.
See, man.
Complete range of emotion.
This is the best day Rush has had in a while. He woke up. I don't know. He has to take a wheelchair to his fucking whatever the fuck. His excellence in broadcasting studio.
Right.
He's doing what he does now.
Right.
Complaining about the Democrat. Who's the president and the Democrat in the White House.
This is his vibe.
This is his thing.
That I feel. And I'm watching these people as they have assembled on the stage. for the inauguration of plugs. And this inauguration looks like
what does plugs
Biden
mean?
has had hair plugs.
Hair plugs?
Yeah.
You made the housekeeper working for you who happened to be undocumented. You had her go shop around for pills for you. You had your housekeeper go get pills, and God knows what you said to her. You might have said something like, hey, find me some pills or I'm going to call the fucking immigration department. Who knows?
You would expect from a one-party state. This inauguration looks like the Chinese Olympics with hundreds and hundreds of flags.
Because they didn't want to have a crowd there, so they put a whole bunch of flags on the pavilion.
Oh, okay. So instead of people spreading, licking, spitting, talking, exchanging fluids, things of that nature, they had flags. That is
a couple hundred people and a whole bunch of flags.
That's
but now
great. That's great.
Suddenly it looks like China, all those flags.
Ah, you're back, Rush. Congratulations, you asshole.
To replace people who were not allowed to show up. Now, why do you think people were not allowed to show up? Well, people aren't allowed to show up because of COVID. People aren't allowed to show up because of the threats of the National Guard might open fire on everybody. That's not why. The reason they put up all these replacements for people is that I don't think they were confident a bunch of people would show up for them.
Oh, here we go.
You know,
it's the crowd size bullshit. How sad.
You know what's weird?
How sad that this evil lump of shit is going out this way.
This is
his legacy.
It's disgusting. And you know, he sounds just like that guy from that famous Jimmy Stewart movie, The Bad Guy, Mr. Potter.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life. Yeah. Doesn't he sound just like him?
Yeah. Yes. Because I think they know. I think they know that they are not. You got to be very careful here in the words I choose. Uh-huh. I think they know that this is something that's been arranged rather than legitimately sought and won.
It was arranged, not legitimately sought and won. So he's on the Biden stole it.
Oh, okay.
Bandwagon.
And he has to choose. It's like I have to choose my words carefully here so I come off as the most racist
asshole. So I don't get deplatformed, right?
Oh, yeah. How is he not, though? I thought he was sort of dealing with that issue. Maybe this is part of that.
No, he's always kind of skirted the worst of the worst, but said horrible, awful things,
right,
obviously.
Right.
And you can see this in their attitudes, in their smiles. You can see it, hear it in the words that they are uttering. It's like, I remember the 1984 Democrat convention.
God.
Was in San Francisco. I happened to be there. I was covering it.
Oh.
And one of the speakers on one of the nights was the mayor of Washington, D.C. His name was Marion Barry.
I'm sorry, real quick. Is he applying lotion to his skin
right
now?
No, he was just rubbing his hands together.
Getting ready
in anticipation
for this Marion Barry story.
Smoothing in the fetal tissue, the adrenochrome.
Oh, yes. Wait, you and rub adrenochrome into the skin? I just thought you boofed it.
I think you can take it several ways.
Okay.
Mayor of Washington, D.C. His name was Marion Barry. And the sum total of his speech was, tonight we're on the inside. Tonight we're on the inside. Meaning, finally, the minorities that really are the Democrat Party have made it to the power base. We are on the inside.
The minorities that are the Democrat Party have made it to the power base.
He makes that sound really
like a bad thing.
To me, I could say, good news, guys. The minorities of the Democratic Party have made it to the power base.
Right.
That's the best news.
No, not if you're a racist.
Okay.
Power base. We are on the inside. We're not on the outside looking in.
Great.
And I sense a similar frame of mind with the people that are up there on the stage at this.
This couldn't be more white nationalist. He's saying the minorities were sneaking in and taking over, and now I'm seeing the same thing. They're up there again. There's that black one. So I see some brown people.
You're hearing white nationalists talking points. I'm also going to say there's a smattering of victimhood, too.
Oh, well, that's that's a shawl that is never removed.
Hey, don't forget your victimhood shawl.
At this, they've been sweating bullets for 4 years, and they are now convinced that
they've been taking bullets for 4 years, for a couple hundred years, literally.
God. Yeah.
The black and brown people of this country.
It's so odd. And I feel like it's telling, I'm not a psychiatrist, psychologist, but that you would even use the word bullets is telling.
Yeah.
I think it's telling.
They've been sweating bullets for 4 years, and they are now convinced that they have re-secured their complete and total hold on power in Washington.
He's talking about minorities.
I think
he opened up talking about minorities. That's what he's talking about.
If this past week made you feel like, I don't know, that anyone had control of anything in Washington, D.C., you're crazy. I did you guys see the riots? I don't know if anybody saw those riots.
Which ones?
The D.C. riots at the Capitol.
Sure.
Very disturbing. I mean, you know.
What about Antifa?
Okay. I is there a number?
They know that it's fleeting. They're going to do everything they can to make sure it's not fleeting. They're going to do everything possible to make sure that they never lose it again. Don't misunderstand.
Yeah, they're going to, you know, try to have fair voting. They're going to try to give people health care. They're going to try to take care of people that are poor. They're going to try to clean up this fucking environment.
Right.
They're going to try to do a whole slew of evil, nasty things to try to stay in power.
Yeah, yeah. And the truth is, you are the adversary. The GOP is the adversary to that, because I don't know. What about their party is not tax cuts for the rich?
Well, and he's just lying now, but he's kind of not, because they want free and fair elections. They want to pass the John Lewis Voting Act.
Yeah,
to make it a federal crime to restrict people from voting and things like that. And
isn't it? It's not a federal crime.
No, it's states. Leave it up to the states. And
that's insane.
And that's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
That there's going to be election reform, and they won't, and they're going to get rid of gerrymandering as much as we can.
Yeah.
And they know that their nasty old white party isn't going to get the votes. They can't win. Did you hear this asshole in, I think it was Georgia, who, some county commission, you know, some county GOP head or something like that. She's calling on the Georgia legislature to get in there and make sure they pass all kinds of restrictive voting laws.
Jesus.
Or, quote, we'll never win another election.
Then, okay. But if we have a government that is okay with voting laws not being enforced, then...
She's like, we got to make sure fewer people vote or we're not going to win.
That's not...
And she means the blacks.
Right. And that is antithetical to what our slave-owning forefathers envisioned.
Not really, but... but
you know what I mean?
That's why the Constitution needs to be a changing document, a malleable document. That's what those amendments are about. I love when they're like, we got to have the original text of the Constitution.
Yeah.
No, we've changed it a whole bunch of times.
Yeah,
like 27-ish.
And we have to change it more because, like, it's our job. It should be our government's job to really take note of all from those Black Lives Matter protests and really take stock of what that meant and put some of that shit on paper.
Today, Portland and Seattle, that term,
yeah.
The two cities were trending. because the right-wing nutjobs and the trolls are literally saying that Portland and Seattle are on fire and they've been taken over by Antifa. When there were a couple of protests, one literally said like a couple dozen people.
God
was
damn. Aish.
And there was one where it was a couple hundred people and there was some window breakage.
Yeah.
Don't condone that.
Right.
And it was Antifa saying, you know, fuck Joe Biden. It's not enough kind of a thing. They're anti-Joe Biden. They're upset. These people that were marching,
you know,
under the banner of Antifa. There was some breakage and everything and some, you know, some garbage fires or something. And right-wing media zoomed in on a tight close-up of a broken window and something burning, and that's it. Look at Seattle's on fire. Look at those. Look at Antifa's taking over. What about Portland? It's on fire. And everybody that lives there is like, they're putting videos up on TikTok. They're like, this is literally, I live in downtown Portland. This is my street right now. Look, it's really nice.
The government has to do something to protect people from white nationalists, and whatever that protection is, really has not shit to do with the Black Lives Matter movement, a movement that is peaceful. So, like, when you have
the
to
terrorists,
say,
Ryan, they kill cops.
It makes me nuts because I feel like there has to be some equality between those two things. Like, they're two equal things. The Black Lives Matter movement is not equal to the white supremacists.
But you know, they've only got so many brain cells to to sorting these people out, and they can't.
Yeah.
They can't handle it. And conflation is their vibe. I mean,
yeah.
Look at the undocumented immigrant thing. They find one or two examples of people out of 80 million immigrants.
Yeah.
That committed a crime. And they're like, look, Trump, they bring rapists. They don't bring their best people. Meanwhile, it's just people. Literally with kids in their hands,
yeah,
trying to escape the shittitude of their Central American country or South American country, or
right,
just trying to come for a better life.
I've never understood how that's so hard to understand, empathize with. Because
they're,
I guess,
dumb. They're fear based.
Yeah,
all they can think of is that it's an 80 million illegal horde taking our jobs away from us.
Illegal? They don't have a piece of paper with a tick in the box that you have, motherfucker.
Right. Crazy.
It's lunacy.
Just because you shot out of a vagina on our soil, that's it.
Yeah.
Here's the rest of Rush. Oh, no, wait. Did I finish
like
Rush?
Like a potato.
Pizza.
Oops.
Or salad.
Oh, God. Is that an ad?
Oh, I thought that was Dilly.
But I think all of these people have souls. And they all have deep, dark crevices where they engage deep thoughts about themselves. And I think when they go there.
God, someone.
A number of them actually have to admit that they've dodged a bunch of bullets here.
I think that.
What is he talking about?
I don't know, but that hate caster needs a diaper change.
I think they know, and this is the big one.
Ooh.
I think they know with 74 million, maybe 80 million people who did not vote for Joe Biden, there is no way they can honestly say to themselves.
What about the 80 fucking plus million that voted for Joe Biden? Why don't you cock blocker knocker docker sockers ever say that?
Because they're fuckheads. They believe it's fraudulent.
He believes it's fraudulent. He just said that bullshit. 74 million, maybe 80. It's not 80. It's 74.
Yeah.
We counted
a
few times. Maybe. It's 74 million.
But Brendan Dilley would say to you, I don't give a fuck. Trump president. It serves what I think is good.
Those are illegal. You know, Dominion, 40 million votes flipped.
They don't even give a fuck. They barely give a fuck that it looks real.
Did you see OAN has quietly and secretly removed all their Dominion posts?
Ooh.
On their website.
Wow.
And all the stories they did about Dominion. Wonder why. They're worried about getting the fuck suit out of them.
Did they issue a retraction?
No, not yet.
Man, I tell you
but
what.
They have removed shit.
How do you say, how would you even say that? Say, listen, I was legally, I shouldn't have said that there was a problem with the Dominion voting machines. I was wrong. And that's the reason some of those people stormed the Capitol and are in jail.
Wouldn't it be great if MyPillow guy has to sell the company to pay his lawsuits for libel?
Shit.
Here's the rest of this. Okay. Fuckhead.
74 million, maybe 80 million people who did not vote for Joe Biden. There is no way they can honestly say to themselves that they represent the power base of the country. They're going to have to take it. They're going to have to hold on to it and never let go of it. They have not legitimately won it.
They have not legitimately won it.
Well, okay. Well, it was an election.
Yeah.
And people voted.
How did they not legitimately win it, Rush?
They counted votes.
Dead people voting. That's been debunked. People out of state that shouldn't have voted. That's been all debunked.
But they voted. They didn't vote
multiple,
twice.
Multiple.
They counted. Counts, they recounted again. They checked it. You know, they recounted it to make sure it was accurate, I think. So,
let's see. I think he's only got a few seconds left here.
Damn, what an
asshole. I'm on thin ice saying this. I hope you're not a target saying this, but I've been doing this for 30 years.
Oh.
And it's really no different today than 30 years ago, no different than last week in terms of the way I approach this.
I believe
I'm a spectacular asshole for 30 years. I'm a proud racist motherfucker.
Yeah, you don't have to sell me on that one,
fuckface. For 30 years, yeah.
And it's really no different today than 30 years ago, no different than last week in terms of the way I approach this. And I just, it's almost a question of legitimacy. I'm almost of the mind that they know that there's not a full-fledged legitimacy to this, but it doesn't matter because they're able to lie to themselves. They're able to tell themselves stories.
He comes off as very moist. Like, I'm hearing him lie right now, and I'm, maybe it's my imagination, but I hear this sound. Like
Well, he's got a really good microphone.
Like that. Yeah. Boy, that microphone really picks up your skin juices.
He can sit 3 feet away from it and move around and stuff. And
he's hydrated,
everything.
Too.
So there you go. And we've deluded ourselves into believing it's legitimate when we secretly know that Sidney Powell is right, that somehow... Hugo Chavez came back from the dead.
Oh yes,
and
resurrected.
And secretly infiltrated all the Dominion machines.
And you were saying, one thing, I just want to make sure I understand. Rush Limbaugh is so moist and so full of water that he can move.
I did not say this.
Well, that he can move around in his broadcasting chair easily. It made that easier?
I was saying his microphone is so good that he can move around.
Oh,
in front of it.
Oh, I got it.
Right up on it.
Like, I got it.
Like we do for our dynamic mics. He's got a very expensive condenser mic.
Should get a pop screen.
What time is it? Oh, look at that. The show's flying today. Jeez. Thanks for joining us, y'all.
Thanks for listening to the Crab Diving Podcast, exclusively following Justin Bieber news now, I guess.
Good news?
Yes.
State Attorney General Tish James's lawsuit seeking to dissolve the National Rifle Association can move forward.
Uh-oh! Oh, shit!
Even though those motherfuckers are trying to scurry off to Texas. Remember, they're like, oh, we're closing everything in New York, and we're moving to Texas.
They will not protect you. We will find you.
The judge denied the NRA's motion to dismiss the case, to pause it, or transfer it to a different court.
Sorry.
The attorney general filed the suit in state court in August, seeking to put the NRA out of business, charging that its leaders misused funds and engaged in self-dealing.
I mean, they bought really nice clothes for themselves. Correct?
Well, Wayne.
Oh, Wayne did.
Yeah. I don't think Nugent was really laying down money for expensive suits.
Oh my God. Is he part? I mean,
he's on the board of the NRA.
Jeez, Ted.
The NRA argued the case should be tossed because it belongs in federal, not state court, and that it should be heard in Albany instead of Manhattan. The judge said bollocks.
Hello.
he said the attorney general is the chief law enforcement officer of the state of New York. She is enforcing a New York state statute.
Yeah, it happened in New York, and you cannot have a juror of your peers in Texas decide this.
The lawsuit accuses Wayne LaPierre, the NRA's longtime CEO, of taking lavish family vacations on the NRA dime, flying with his family to the Bahamas on private jets 8 times in 5 years, using NRA money to buy Christmas gifts for associates, and using a secret contract to guarantee himself lifetime income from the gun group.
No, but that, hey, listen, here's the point, guys. Don't feel like you were just throwing away your dues to the NRA.
No,
because I had a friend who's a member of the NRA, and I asked him, what happens? What do you get? He's like, I get discounts for different things, you know, and they also send me videos about hunting. And we watched one of the videos. It was just this guy hunting a deer, and he shot the deer with a bow and arrow. I'm like, is this
bow and arrow? What does that have to do with the NRA?
I don't know. I have no fucking idea, but I'm just saying what they got back was a card that said they were in the NRA.
Right, and a whole lot of fundraising emails.
And a bunch of fucking bullshit.
Please send us money to save your guns.
But at least Wayne could go on that nice trip with his family.
Several.
He went on a bunch.
The state law gives the attorney general oversight of nonprofits registered in New York. So
okay.
It should not be in federal court.
Jeez.
The suit argues the NRA should be dissolved because it showed a pattern of conducting its business in a persistently fraudulent or illegal manner, violating the tax exempt status.
Jesus. Because they were advocating for like a politician or for people to vote for the Republicans.
Well, they were advocating for Wayne's underwear.
Oh, that's true.
And flights to the Bahamas.
I mean, you're paying these dues to the NRA and you think, I am protecting this country. If we don't have our rights, if we don't have our gun rights, all the people of color will pour in from the urban areas and take the shit I bought from Pier 1 and my children. You know? That's what they thought they were paying for.
But of course, wearing the perpetual shawl of victimhood.
Ooh.
The NRA is abandoning a state where elected officials have weaponized the legal and regulatory powers they wield to penalize the association and its members for purely political purposes. We're moving. We're leaving. We're going to Texas.
They have these jobs, these people in New York that at these jobs, they are allowed to do certain things, and they're doing some of those things to us. That's what they do. They're acting like they're weaponizing their shit. No. They're doing what they get paid for, I think.
They countersued, saying their constitutional rights are being violated.
Fuck you, motherfucker.
So, fuck them.
Oh, my God. The news just as a whole is so much better than it has been.
Yeah.
That's a great story.
Wait till the Trump indictments start raining down.
Ooh, yeah. You know what I would like? I would like to see some fashion magazine take a look at all these scandals where they might have, like Paul Manafort, for instance. They had to, the government took a lot of his stuff because...
Ostrich vests and stuff.
Yeah. I mean, I want to see pictures of all that. It would be interesting to see what these oligarchs were wearing and the crazy things they had in their wardrobe. But, like, aren't you curious what Wayne LaPierre's wardrobe looked like after...
I think we saw it.
Yeah. What is it?
Fancy suits and shit.
What is, like, a $3,000 button-down feel like, I wonder? What does it do?
Probably a lot like a $500 button-down.
Yeah, that's true. That's so true.
Remember it? What was the name of it? Fred Siegel.
Oh, yeah.
I went into a Fred Siegel one time in Beverly Hills, and literally on a table were white T-shirts.
Yeah, okay.
No markings, okay. No nothing. Just plain white T-shirts with a tag.
Okay.
And they were $300 a piece.
Okay.
$300.
What was the blend?
For
what was
a white T-shirt? I don't care.
The blend percentage.
If it was angel wing hair, I don't know what the fuck it was.
17 angels died.
It ain't worth $300 for a fucking T-shirt.
That's crazy.
That's where our society is fucked. If morons are paying that kind of money for that.
Well,
how about saying no T-shirts over $100, which is beyond ridiculous, and that other $200 should come out as taxes and go feed kids for that would feed a kid at school for a month.
What is the profit margin on a $300? I'll say medium. Medium V-neck t-shirt.
Oh, in Hollywood? Extra small. Everyone's
oh, you're right.
Anorexic.
I just waxed me nipples.
Senate Democrats are filing ethics complaints against Hawley and Cruz over the challenge to the election.
Wow. I wonder why. It's you guys are the reason a lot of these people trash the Capitol.
Legal scholars, including the Federalist Society,
yes,
are saying that Trump can be convicted.
Oh, shit.
Even though some morons are out there saying, oh, it's unconstitutional. Dershowitz, who... You know, there's still...
Yes.
He's on Jizz Lane's list.
Yeah.
Dershowitz is saying, it's unconstitutional. It's unconstitutional. That's a lie. It's just a lie. They've done it. They've done cabinet members who were fired and then impeached after the fact to prevent them from running for office ever again. And that's... It doesn't say in the Constitution that they can't do that.
Yeah. Dershowitz is representing Trump or not?
No, he spoke out about it. He said he wasn't going to represent him.
Oh, okay. Now that makes a lot of
sense. But he did speak out about it, saying it's totally unconstitutional that they're trying to impeach him after he's out of office.
Do we have a call? Did anybody record the call between Trump and Dershowitz where Trump's like, hey, Alan, I really need you to go on.
Listen, fucker, I've got 8 tapes that say Alan and Lolita on them.
What do you want me to say?
Our mutual friend Jeff gifted those to me.
Okay, I will say whatever the fuck you want me to say to these people.
Some of them are saying, well, you know, it's if you go over his speech, he would never be convicted in a court. Well, he might not, but it's not. It's a political thing. It's not a legal process.
Nobody's. Yeah. I mean, they part of the powers of our government is the checks and balances. And I think the impeached thing has something to do with that. Fuck.
More than 150 legal scholars signed onto the letter that said we differ from one another on politics. We also differ from one another on issues of constitutional interpretation. Yes. But despite our differences, our carefully considered views of the law lead us all to agree the Constitution permits the impeachment, conviction, and disqualification of former officers, including presidents.
And if you didn't believe that, unless someone had leverage on you, you wouldn't sign that document. Right?
Including Steve Calabresi, co-founder of the Federalist Society.
Oh, shit!
Charles Freed, who was Solicitor General under Ronald Reagan,
and
is now an advisor to the Harvard chapter of the Federalist Society.
Damn! You know what it feels like? It feels like the Republicans are saying, listen, get prepared. We are rolling your ass under the bus presently.
But the maggots are warning.
Yes,
the maggots are all over social media saying, right. "Listen, Mitch, you better not convict Mr. President. You're never we're never going to vote Republican again."
Hey, Mitch, if I were you, at your house that you live in, I mean, I don't know, man. Didn't they already show up at his house, the crazy people?
Oh yeah.
Holy fuck! I would move. I would get the fuck out of there. Get a tiny house.
Oh my god, did we know this?
I don't know.
When was this? Well, it was 2 days ago. In a previously unreported interaction, Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene, the Q loon.
Yes.
The quant, who today proudly filed articles of impeachment against Joe Biden. I don't know for what.
Holy shit, what did your parents...
I'm sure we're going to... I'll get a copy of them. I want to see what this says.
Wow, insane.
She agreed with a 2018 Facebook comment that the deadly mass shooting at Parkland, Florida was a false flag planned event.
Ah!
In a separate Facebook post in 2018, she also claimed, quote, I'm told that Nancy Pelosi tells Hillary Clinton several times a month that we need another school shooting in order to persuade the public to want stricter gun control.
So she's taking them down from wherever the fuck they are and has disavowed what she said. She has disavowed her words.
Has she?
I'm just assuming you would have
she's,
to.
She's embraced her Q lunacy. She was elected after they found out she was a Q loon.
She's from Georgia, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, God. It's just, you know, man, some parts of Georgia, there are people that just fucking fuck. They suck. I don't know. I grew up there. It's just.
So what an asshole.
Yeah.
What an asshole.
My zip code or the county that I lived in per capita had more Jerry Springer guests than any other county in the whole motherfucking country.
It's quite a distinction.
Georgia. That's Georgia. So that's Georgia. Georgia is Jerry Springer. I'm amazed that the two Democrats won. That's awesome.
Let's see. We've got, don't forget tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Oh my gosh.
Courtesy of Right Wing Watch. There's a whole bunch of fun clips to play of a lot of these preachers leading up to the election, guaranteeing that Donald Trump would win. And then up till the 20th, guaranteeing that something would happen and the Lord would intervene and Biden would not take the oath of office.
Yes.
Oopsie.
Well, and by the way, I was talking to the Lord earlier, and the Lord.
How is he?
Well, he's kind of being a pain in the dick because he's like, "Hey, can I come on the show and call and take my victory lap for saving democracy?" And I said, "Why did you wait so late?" And he said, "I was just, you know,
why don't you just like appear in the fucking sky or show up on everybody's phone at once?"
He said he was
or,
depressed.
I mean, you're God.
No, that's true. Why are you calling into my podcast? But he was just depressed and couldn't deal with anything and was having a bad time. So now he's back. It's okay.
William Watson,
yay,
23 years old,
okay,
has been charged federally with violent entry and civil disorder after being part of the mob that breached the U.S. Capitol on the 6th.
Could you imagine? I'm reading your resume. Oh, it says here you had a violent entry thing.
this is
violent entry.
This was from AL.com, Alabama, because he's an Alabama man.
That would be like, do you remember Kramer from Seinfeld? He was known for his entrances. Or Fonzie.
And repeatedly yelling the N-word.
Oh, yeah, shit. Well, let me use Henry Winkler from Happy Days then.
Much better human being.
Much better. He's great. And anyway, he would make some kind of crazy entrance and he would get applause. But violent entry would be like if Fonz did that and then took out a gun and just started shooting people.
Watson told the federal agents that he left Alabama on January 5th to, quote, support the Patriots, support Trump, and support freedom.
Hey!
Quote, I guess the overriding thing for why we were there that day is because they were certifying that fraudulent election that day, so we went to protest that.
I think it's that you're fucking stupid. Is the overriding thing. But.
Adding that he was following the directions to meet at the Capitol at 1 p.m. by InfoWars host Alex Jones.
Oh, my God, Alex.
He said he told authorities the crowd quickly turned belligerent toward Capitol Police, accusing them of protecting traitors. When the mob was shot with tear gas, someone yelled, "Charge!"
Oh, my God. Who the fuck are these
quote,
people? Who the fuck are these people?
Quote. This is William Watson, 23, InfoWars aficionado.
Oh, yes. Ooh.
It's like 100 people there getting stopped, and they're all, and I assumed at the top was because of riot shields holding people back, but we just started all pushing and pushing and pushing and eventually got through that one area, and then they kind of made another little line, and we pushed on that line, and then they gave up. And after that one, they gave up completely and moved the rest of the barricades, climbing up the steps toward the building. And then they ushered us, like made hand motions for us to go in.
Who? The cops?
Yeah.
Guarding the Capitol. Well.
That's according,
you know,
to his testimony thus far.
Boy, I tell you, that's.
Alex Jones.
Jesus, Alex. I know you.
I don't know. The orders he was following.
Why did you do that? So was Alex Jones in that army of people?
Oh, yeah. Alex Jones said.
He wasn't in the
Capitol. In the crowd. I don't think so. But he's not that stupid.
he definitely was in that crowd, and he said the White House asked him to lead the march to the, from the Ellipse over to the Capitol.
If your president asks you to do something that is illegal, you are still responsible for your actions. It's not like you're 007 and the queen said, ooh, license to kill 00. Not like that.
Right. We've got...
so entitled, these people, though.
Well, yeah.
They lose the thing in their mind that says you're not allowed to go in the Capitol because it's closed, because the building is closed. You're not allowed to go in.
What's our house? Did you hear him yelling in half of those videos? Oh, this is our house.
Most people in this country, though, would be like, oh, it's closed. I'll go another time.
We have elsewhere.
Okay.
In the news.
Yes.
Oh, look, AOC was picketing with striking New York workers.
Okay. That's great.
We like that.
Right.
Trump may get his Facebook back. The oversight board is deciding now if he's going to get his Facebook back.
I took Zuckerberg. I took Zuckerberg on the plane, and I have a video. Is that it?
Probably.
I don't know.
We love the Scottish here at Crab Diving.
Get in me belly!
Especially, we did the story, right, where there's petitions to change the airport name.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
To Biden Airport.
I love it.
But now this is Right-Wing Watch. Yeah, Right-Wing Watch. A raw story, excuse me.
Ooh.
So first, on January 20th, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon of Scotland.
Yes, yes.
Was urged to launch an unexplained wealth order.
Okay.
A UWO, they call it over there. A UWO. To look into Trump's 2014 purchase of Ayrshire's Turnberry Golf Resort and kick his toxic brand out of Scotland.
God damn, the Scots must be in great shape, because it sounds like to make those sounds must put tremendous strain on your body.
Although the resort has undergone renovations, it cost Trump org more than $250 million. Has been reported that the resort suffered substantial losses for the 6 consecutive years.
No.
So they're like, where is this money supposedly coming from? The latest call comes 2 years after previous calls for investigations into Trump's financial dealings in Scotland.
Are you going to go back to Scottish?
In April of 2019, a campaign group known as Avaaz, A-V-A-A-Z,
yeah,
appealed to the First Minister, claiming any application for such an order is a decision of the Crown Office, blah, blah, blah. On January 21st, members of the Scottish Green Party, Greens,
yes,
shared their concerns with the First Minister, and they want her to stop hiding behind officials and move forward with an investigation.
It sounds like it, I mean...
Co-leader Patrick Harvey.
Yes.
One of the biggest proponents globally of dangerous misinformation, from COVID to climate and more, has been kicked off Twitter and Facebook. Today has been kicked out of the White House.
Out of the White House.
And it's time we kicked his toxic brand out of Scotland too.
Freedom!
Ooh, dude. Oh, shit. The microphone's screeching for help.
Freedom. Do not butt with the Scots.
From today, Donald Trump will no longer be the U.S. president, and his business activities are under criminal investigation in the U.S., yet his purchases in Scotland still have not been investigated, despite serious concerns about how they were funded. That's the Greens Party co-leader, Patrick Harvey.
Harvey. Yeah, why the fuck? They're losing money. They're losing money. Then all of a sudden, $200 million in renovations.
It's long past time the Scottish government demonstrated Scotland cannot be a country where anyone with the money can buy whatever land and property they want. No questions asked.
You know, I bet this happens to Trump
God,
now.
I hate him.
After his brand, this rebranding he did by being president for 4 years and just fucking everything up. I think it's going to make people take an extra look at him.
I would think.
It's very obvious, I guess, but like, I don't know. I don't know.
He argued, Mr. Harvey argued that Trump's resort has not lived up to the expectations his organization promised. Whoa, golly gee.
Wow.
Trump oversold something? Come on.
And also, like, what if let's say you go to Trump's place in Scotland and you pose for a picture and his logo's in the background? I would be ashamed of myself.
His final quote, Trump's business in Scotland has never generated the number of jobs promised. But even if it had, there's no reason to ignore the damage to Scotland's international reputation through being associated with this toxic brand.
Yeah. That, you know what?
Right.
We could learn a lot
from
that.
Nobody wants that name. Did you see in Chicago, my beloved hometown?
Yes.
They're trying to get that name scratched off that hotel downtown.
Fuck yes.
Scratched off. They're gonna have to use dynamite. It's huge.
Chicago's a great fucking city. There's no fucking reason people that live there, especially in the winter, my God, it's cold as fuck. You're cold as fuck, and I gotta look at this fascist fucking name. Well, I'm on the train. Fuck that.
Yep.
And it's in a great spot in the city. You know what I mean? Like, it's very visible on certain blocks.
Right, you know, as you cross Michigan fucking Avenue, yeah.
Put something up there about fucking diversity or equality. Something positive.
So many pictures of friends in Chicago on their timelines as they walk by it, just giving it the finger.
Fuck yeah. I bet when people visit Chicago, that's one of the things. Like, before we leave, I gotta
give the finger to the Trump side.
And not in a good way.
Hopefully he gets the fuck out.
Yeah. I mean, it's Trumpism.
Tomorrow's Faithless Friday, everybody.
Ooh.
I'll have some Faithlessly.
That's
faithless-y,
right.
Faithlessly, 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 Friday.
Free of faith, 2 to 4 p.m. Central.
I do have a story.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Oops.
Where were we in this compilation here?
The good part.
Of, is it about right here?
Glory. Man, I felt the Holy Ghost right there real heavy. Dear Lord, my hair's standing up. You know what? That's that angel of the Lord. It's what Jensen and I felt. When he comes, all your hair stands up.
Wow.
I must say, I like the music that they put over this.
That's outstanding. Like, man, he said, when I come, my hair stands up.
And he's twitching.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Like he's being entered.
Oh, right.
By the Holy Spirit at the moment.
Oh, weird. So, like, he's talking in tongues because somebody in the skies mentally in control and physically there's a manifestation of that. Ladistani boom boom. Shabba.
Moms Demand Action is calling for Marjorie Taylor Greene to resign in light of the report that she supports conspiracy theories.
Libby boom ba da.
Denying Sandy Hook and Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School shootings.
Fucking fuck. Jesus Christ. I mean, you're disgusting.
She said they were both false flags.
What about what about the people that died in the, you know?
These Republicans, they were, I guess,
what do they call them? Crisis actors. Jesus.
Alex got a little sued, didn't he?
Lobby ding dong dooby doop.
It says, there you go.
La la pee pee.
You said it first, Mark, but certainly it seems like there was, you know, some very trite moments in the speech. And again, I wonder how hollow this will all ring, Kelly, when you think about, you know, him saying things like politics don't have to be a raging fire, destroying everything in its path. Every disagreement doesn't have to be a cause for total war. But of course, you know, he could stop the impeachment right now, and he doesn't seem willing to do that.
No, he's not doing that. And, you know, I found the speech very similar to the speech that he gave that launched his campaign a few years ago, where he brought up Charlottesville and the racism and the divisiveness. And that's the reason why.
This is Newsmax. They're losing their mind that they're being called racist.
Let me make a slight comparison. Just, you might find some hypocrisy in this. They're saying that Joe Biden is giving a similar speech that he gave on the campaign, which I think is going to, of course, right? The weird thing is Melania gave an identical speech that Michelle Obama.
I don't give a fuck about your speeches.
Did you report on that? Did you report on that?
Nobody cares about you.
That's right. I hate Christmas.
I don't give a shit.
God, these people, man. I mean, fuck, right? I mean.
But fucking Christmas.
Rand Paul, you know, has not for 8 or 10 minutes been a festering anal wart.
You know.
So he had to.
I think I might have put this story up, but I don't remember it all. But I do remember typing the hashtag fuck Rand Paul.
Oh, yeah.
So it was bad.
I love the rights of women as much as anybody, but if our goal is going to be that we're going to keep women in power, like in Saudi Arabia, we're going to go to war with Saudi Arabia because they don't have women ministers of health and stuff.
That's one of his highlight reels.
Does he think that's our problem with Saudi Arabia?
But here he is talking about Biden's inaugural address on Fox News to the perpetually baffled looking Brian Kilmeade.
Woo!
Also, if you read his speech and listen to it carefully, much of it is thinly veiled innuendo, calling us white supremacists, calling us racist, calling us every name in the book, calling us people who don't tell the truth. And going forward, we're not going to have manufactured or manipulated truth.
Well, right. How does that feel, Randy? We were onto your bullshit, you lying sack.
Hey, and listen, it sounds like you're a little confused. Maybe it was thinly veiled. Here's something. Rand Paul is a fucking racist.
They're calling us racists, thinly veiled.
We do racist things. You call me racist?
Every name in the book, calling us people who don't tell the truth. And going forward, we're not going to have manufactured or manipulated truth. Well, that's another way of saying, oh, all of my opponents manufacture and manipulate the truth and are liars.
No, just the last one. His Democratic rivals, of which one is now his vice president.
Yes.
They didn't lie about each other.
Well,
that much?
Well, okay.
They corrected each other in the debates.
But the Republicans, to be fair, are really fucking corrupt.
Well, yeah. And all they do is lie.
It's what they do.
All Trump did was lie. 30,000 plus lies they categorized. They counted.
But that was
from inauguration to inauguration.
Jeez, 30,000.
Two plus a day.
You know, that's a lot. That's like, I think, the number of handgun deaths there are a year in America.
Truth and are liars. He just said it in a nicer way, but that was really the gist of what he was telling us.
But Senator, doesn't he need you? Doesn't Senator Schumer need Republicans? It's 50-50.
Don't they need you guys?
Jesus. Don't they need you? What does one another need from the other one?
Well, and it's amazing, you know, that in that speech, Rand Paul heard you're a racist. I wonder why.
Yeah.
Couldn't have anything to do with being a fucking racist, could it?
Yeah.
And recognizing yourself.
Oh, my God, that's a good point. Fuck these. Yes. Yes. Rand Paul.
I mean, it's hard to spot. But it's really in there.
Yeah.
It's in there. It's subtle.
You have to be looking for or concerned about it. You have to be concerned about racism if you want to do something about it. I think. Gosh.
And I picked up on it right away.
Yeah.
Okay, did you?
Right.
This is also from Newsmax. Yeah.
He's not president of the United States anymore, and I can't stand that. I really am disappointed, but we're going to be okay. We're going to thank this president. Wow, what a sacrifice that he made, his family made, the amazing things that he accomplished, and he'll be back. But today we did hear from him for the last time as president.
Have a good life, everyone.
A goodbye. Oh. We love you.
Yes.
We will be back in some form. So
this is Greg Kelly, the most obsequious little Trump sucker on Newsmax.
He told Karen McDougal that he loved her. Did she vomit on him after he said it? Because really,
I love me.
Skipping.
Have a good life. All right. Now he said back in some form. I think the president is going to watch and listen. He said he's going to do that, and he's going to.
God, Melania is just beaming. This is the funny. This is underreported.
Oh yeah,
Melania is there. He's they're showing while this idiot's in one screen.
Yes,
whining about Trump leaving. They're showing footage of Trump and Melania coming down the stairs, get ready to go to the helicopter. And I swear to God, in 4+ years, I've never seen her smile like this.
She, because it's getting better. That dress. What do you think about that dress?
She's beaming. Oh, the one where she got off the plane? The
$4,000 dress. The really expensive one that had orange things on it.
Yeah, all the geometric shapes and everything. That was a fuck you dress. Yeah.
Yeah, I like that dress. You thought that was a... Why? Because it...
It's too crazy
for camera.
For a first lady to wear as a first lady, I think. It's a little...
I see. I think it's
so. She's now. I'm free.
Yeah, yeah.
I wear this. I wear pink and black and orange geometric shapes, motherfucker.
Geodesic.
To evaluate his future, the country's future, perhaps. I know, but it was sad seeing him leave the White House for the last time on Marine One, on Air Force One. Oh. But folks, now it falls to us.
Fuck you.
And he's been very inspirational. Oh. We now have to fight cancel culture, each and every one of us.
We have to fight cancel culture by boycotting anybody that says...
Remind me who this guy is one more time.
Greg Kelly, obsequious Trump whore at Newsmax.
Oh, my God.
Even after Newsmax was like, Biden won, we're referring to him as president-elect. This guy was like, I won't. He'll never be my president.
What is
there's
it?
Still hope.
What's it like at Newsmax? A horror scene or something? People just openly shooting each
and each every
other.
One of us. We, each and every one of us, have to stand up for our constitutional rights. How do you feel about Joe Biden? He is the president of the United States. It's okay, ladies and gentlemen, to say you do not wish the president success.
It's okay to say you don't wish the president success. Do you remember how they were all upset when Trump won that people could say, well, they're not wishing him success enough. These Democrats, you're not even nice enough to wish the president success.
Well,
you hope he fails. Why do you hate America so much?
Well, you know, I'll say one thing in this argument. You're not being fair because you're not mentioning that he's a Nazi. So
who, Greg Kelly or Trump?
I think everybody, every player in this situation is a Nazi.
This is great. This is like a hot tub full of.
I don't remember Greg Kelly.
Full of angel milk.
United States. It's okay, ladies and gentlemen, to say you do not wish the president success. It is. Now, I wish him no harm, of course, and I want him to be happy and healthy in his life, but jeez. I wish Joe Biden no success. I don't want him to re-enter the Paris Climate Accord. It's okay to...
Tough titty, it happened.
What about the shit he's doing with the vaccine? Don't you want
that? I don't want him stacking the Supreme Court as he pretty much said he would.
He never, ever said that. He never said he was going to stack the Supreme Court.
But he needs to.
But they should.
Yeah. In the campaign, I don't want him to succeed at that. I don't want him reentering any nuclear deal that was so flawed with the Iranians. I don't want to see that. So it's actually okay to say you don't want to see Joe Biden succeed. Remember, he is the head of the executive branch, okay? And we've got three branches. They are all
so
co-equal.
Now all of a sudden, co-equal branches are important and checks and balances are real important.
Wait a second.
When Herr Fuhrer was in there.
The great leader!
But when Biden's in, we need these checks and balances.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, there's two other branches of government here.
He said the word nuclear, but not nuclear, and that shocked me.
Who?
He said something nuclear, but he didn't say nuclear.
We've got three branches. They are all co-equal. Fair enough? Fair enough. Joe Biden jumped the gun a little bit today. He got sworn in at 10 minutes to noon. I don't mean to nitpick, but...
it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
He officially becomes president at noon, whether he's sworn in or not. Guess what? Whether he takes an oath or not, he becomes president.
Yes.
Because nowhere in the Constitution does it say that he has to take some crazy oath. It says... the winner becomes president noon.
Yeah, yeah. And just, I don't know if this is related, but not to nitpick, your president that you shoot big loads over was impeached twice.
Yeah.
Twice, motherfucker.
Sworn in at 10 minutes to noon. I don't mean to nitpick, but does say noon according to the law. But anyway, here's bit from today.
There you go.
Fuck you, man.
What a fucking petty little... twatlet.
I bet this twatlet would even bring up birtherism.
God, they're so whiny little bitches. It's just annoying. I mean, it's beyond annoying. Yeah. Like, oh, well, you know, I don't want to say anything, but, you know, it was 10 minutes to noon. I'm just saying.
How is this guy not spending his day just like selling fascism to America? Like the idea of this guy.
That's what he's doing.
What if this guy gets some young person is listening to this and they think, oh man, this guy's saying some interesting things.
No, young kids are turning into Newsmax.
You're right.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. Tomorrow's Faithless Friday. Join us.
Yes.
2 to 4 p.m. Pacific, 5 to 7 Eastern. We'll be available as a podcast at your favorite podcasting application and at crabdiving.com. Check out what Ryan's doing on the internets, RatedRComedy.com, RatedRComedy on the Twitter, RatedRComedy, RatedRComedy on the Facebook, RatedRComedy on the TikTok, RatedRComedy. I feel it, I feel it, I feel it, I feel it. The rain is coming.
Bubba-ding-dong-doobie.
RatedRComedy on all the social medias.
Follow the very funny Patrick Vile on Twitter or Instagram, at Vile Experience, also freaking Vile. Strike.
Have a blessed evening, everybody. Let's do this bullshit again tomorrow.
Skeeba-dom-doobie.
Here's for
bitch ass redneck white bread chicken shit motherfucker. Fuck you, your mama, and everything connected to you, you racist piece of shit. Fuck you.
Thank you for listening to Crab Diving. Catch the crabs on Facebook. Facebook.com/crabdiving. And on Twitter and Instagram @crabdiving.